the Nazarene movement. The epithet Nazarene was adopted by a group of early 19th century German Romantic painters who aimed to revive spirituality in art. The name Nazarene came from a term of derision used against them for their affectation of a biblical manner of clothing and hairstyle, but those in the group didn't really mind. In 1809, six students at the Vienna Academy formed an artistic cooperative in Vienna called the Brotherhood of St. Luc, or Luxembund, following a common name for medieval guilds of painters. In 1810, four of them, Johann Friedrich Overbeck, Franz Fohr, Ludwig Vogel, and Johann Conrad Hottinger, moved to Rome, where they occupied the abandoned monastery of San Isidoro. They were later joined by other German-speaking artists with the same interests. The principal motivation of the Nazarenes was a reaction against neoclassicism and the routine art education of the academy system. They hoped to return to art which embodied spiritual values and sought inspiration in artists of the late Middle Ages and early Renaissance, rejecting what they saw as the superficial virtuosity of later art. In Rome, the group lived a semi-monastic existence as a way of recreating the nature of the medieval artist's workshop. Religious subjects dominated their output, and two major commissions allowed them to attempt a revival of the medieval art of fresco painting. Two fresco series were completed in Rome for the Casa Bartholdi and the Casino Massimo, and gained international attention for the work of the Nazarenes. However, in 1830, all except Overbeck had returned to Germany, and the group had disbanded. Many Nazarenes became influential teachers in German art academies. Excerpted and adapted from Wikipedia.com. Johann Friedrich Overbeck. While as a young artist, Johann Friedrich Overbeck clearly accrued some of the polished technical aspects of the neoclassical painters he trained under at the Academy in Vienna, he was alienated by the lack of religious spirituality in the themes chosen by his masters. Overbeck wrote that he had fallen among a vulgar set, that every noble thought was suppressed within the Academy, and that losing all faith in humanity, he had turned inward to his faith for inspiration. In Overbeck's view, the nature of early European art had been corrupted throughout contemporary Europe, starting centuries before the French Revolution, and the process of discarding its Christian orientation was proceeding further now. He sought to express Christian art before the corrupting influence of the late Renaissance, casting aside his contemporary influences and taking as a guide early Italian Renaissance painters up to and including Raphael. Together, with other disaffected young artists at the Academy, he started a group named the Guild of St. Luc, dedicated to exploring his vision of art. After 4 years, the differences between his group and others in the Academy had grown so irreconcilable that Overbeck and his followers were expelled from his own guild. He then left Germany for Rome, where he arrived in 1810 carrying his half-finished canvas of Christ's entry into Jerusalem, which was destroyed much later during Allied bombing during World War II. Rome became, for 59 years, the center of his labor. He was joined by a company of like-minded artists who jointly housed in the old Franciscan convent of San Isidoro and became known among friends and enemies by the descriptive epithet of the Nazarenes. Their precept was hard and honest work and holy living. They eschewed the antique as pagan, the Renaissance as false, and built up a severe revival on simple nature and on the serious art of artists who came from before the Renaissance. The characteristics of the style thus induced were nobility of idea, precision, and even hardness of outline, scholastic composition, with the addition of light, shade, and color, not for allurement, but chiefly for completion of motive. Overbeck, in 1813, joined the Roman Catholic Church, and thereby he believed that his art received Christian baptism. Excerpted and adapted from Wikipedia.com. Overbeck painted his idealized portrait of Franz IV in Rome in 1810. It is one of the most important Nazarene works, and was intended to show his friend in a state of complete happiness. Overbeck created this work in response to a dream of Fohr's, in which the latter saw himself as a history painter in a room lined with old masters, entranced by the presence of a beautiful woman. In Overbeck's painting of Fohr, finely dressed in old German costume, sits in the arch of a Gothic window. Like a Madonna, his wife, is reading in the Bible as she kneels, holding her handiwork. The background of an old German town and an Italian coastline evokes the Nazarene ideal of inseparable bonds uniting Germany and Italian art.